This is Hannan University. Welcome, 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 welcome to the University English Podcast. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Episode 5 of the University English Podcast on Finance. I'm Martin Parsons, and with me is financial expert Lin Wang from Hannan University in Japan. Hi, Lin. It's great to see you.
Hi, Martin. What's new?
Not much. We've had a pretty long break, haven't we, since the last podcast?
Yes, we had some break here in Japan, so we haven't made a podcast for quite a while.
So, what do you want to talk about this time?
I thought it would be interesting to talk about returns.
Returns? Tax returns? No, I don't want to talk about that. I mean, I don't mind paying taxes, but... And it's pretty boring.
No. I mean returns as in the money you gain on an investment.
Oh, you mean money coming in. That's much, much better.
Yeah, absolutely. So there are three main different kinds of returns. Interest, dividends, and capital gains.
Okay, let's take these one at a time. I think we've talked a little about interest before, right?
Yes, back in episode 4.
And what did we say?
We said that when you borrow money from the bank, for example, you have to pay interest. We said that interest is the cost of borrowing money. Do you remember what we call the money you borrow?
Just a moment. Was it principal?
Yes, that's right. And the ratio of interest to the principal is called the interest rate.
Right, I remember now. But that's not money coming in. That's money going out.
Yes, but it works both ways, you see.
What do you mean?
Well, if you save your money at a bank, it's almost like the bank is borrowing it from you, isn't it?
I suppose so.
What do you think the bank does with your money?
I don't know. Do they lend it to other people or something?
Exactly. They use your money to make loans, such as for helping people buy houses or cars, lending to businesses, investing in capital markets, and so on. So it's like they are borrowing your money.
I see. I didn't really think about that.
And they pay you some interest for that.
So the interest you get is a return on the money you saved at the bank. Is that the only way we can earn interest?
There are other ways. For example, companies or governments that issue bonds to borrow money from investors will also pay those investors interest.
What are bonds?
Bonds are a special kind of contract. For example, a government may need a certain amount of money. They will issue a bond at a certain rate of interest and for a certain number of years. Anyone interested can buy that bond. The government will pay the money back after the term of the contract with interest.
Okay. And the banks and governments tell us how much interest they will give us, right?
Yes, that's right. Depositors and bond investors know exactly how much interest they are going to earn.
Are there other ways we can get returns on our money, Lin?
Yes, there are. But we've been talking for a while about this interest thing. So why don't we talk about that next time?
Good, let's do that. Now, what would you like students to think about until the next episode arrives?
Well, why don't we ask them to try to think about other ways of getting returns on their money? Write your ideas on the worksheet and tune in next time to learn more.
Perfect. Hint, we mentioned a couple at the start of this episode. Well, until next time, finance fans.
We do hope you enjoy our finance podcast. Goodbye.
Thank you for listening to the University English Podcast.